Under sunny skies, crowds smiled and cheered and waved hands, flags and signs in honor of the Canadian military. Residents and eager onlookers lined Holland Street for a parade and later an air show at the BWG Leisure Centre on Friday in Bradford, as part of the finale and fifth of five straight days of events that began on Monday to celebrate the centennial of the Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF. King George V granted the Canadian Air Force royal sanction to form the RCAF on April 1, 1924, and in honor of the 100th anniversary 17 groups, including military personnel, veterans, police, firefighters and more, made their way west along Holland Street from Collings Avenue to the BWG Leisure Centre, starting at 10:30 a.m. Volunteer Gary Miner called it an absolute honor to be invited to participate in the parade and to help honor the RCAF centennial. "Words just can't say enough," he said. Miner said he retired from a 43-year career with the York Regional Police 6 years ago, and has been volunteering as the secretary for the Central Ontario chapter of the Canadian Association of Veterans and UN Peacekeeping for 15 years. While he never served in the military, Miner proudly wears the Minister of Veterans Affairs commendation for his volunteer work celebrating and welcoming home returning veterans from the Afghanistan War between 2011 and 2014. Miner was honored to be representing Canadian peacekeepers in the parade. "Why'd I march? We march for the veterans that can't march," he said. Joining efforts on the grounds were four First World War-era planes from the Great War Flying Museum, which flew over in formation in three biplanes and one triplane piloted by Strutter Keyes Van Berkel, Earl Smith, Ryan Edge and Barry Briere. Lynn Witteman said watching the parade brought back memories of her late father, who would have been 102, and flew as an RCAF pilot out of England during the Second World War, including on D-Day. "It brought tears to my eyes," she said. "I thought it was a nice effort." She was watching with daughter Becky Witteman and grandson Colin Witteman Fairlow, too. "We enjoyed it," Becky said, adding that Colin was very excited. "We thought it was a good representation and the planes were wonderful. I'm glad they did it in Bradford." Colin's favorite part was the vintage planes, but he also enjoyed waving his Ontario flag at the groups in the parade. Dante Toniguzo and family had set up a blanket near the sidewalk in front of Bradford District High School, BDHS. "I thought it was great. The planes were awesome," he said, adding that one of the kids was a bit scared of them, but the others enjoyed it and everything else was a big hit with all of them. "We just walked over, so it was nice and close and easy for us to come with the kids." After the parade, Mayor James LeDuc presented certificates of appreciation to representatives of each of the 17 groups who participated in the parade, including Flag Party, Pipers, 441 Wing, the Jeep Drivers, Army, Navy and Air Force Association, York Simcoe MP Scott Davidson, York Simcoe MPP Caroline Mulroney, the driver of a military SUV, South Simcoe Police Service, Bradford West Gwillimbury Fire and Emergency Services, County of Simcoe Paramedic Services, Street John Ambulance, Royal Canadian Legion Branch 521, 37 Orville Hand Royal Canadian Air Squadron, Bradford Lions Club, BDHS, Aurora Lodge 148 Independent Order of Odd Fellows. After that there was a short break before festivities began again at 1 p.m. at the BWG Leisure Centre. From there, everyone gathered to cast their gaze to the skies as the Canadian Armed Forces Skyhawks parachute team jumped from a plane to perform aerobatic maneuvers with their signature chutes bearing the Canadian flag. One also carried a large RCAF centennial flag while another carried a large Canadian flag and several left a trail of colored smoke as they swooped and glided through the air before landing in the middle of the BDHS track. The entire performance was narrated by Skyhawks Lieutenant Devin Gorman. Denise DeLello was able to enjoy the amazing show while caring for several children aged 2 to 3 from daycare who were all completely captivated and loved it. I was actually shocked, to be quite honest with you, she said. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it was incredible. DeLello particularly enjoyed the Skyhawk's ability to switch between moving in tandem and breaking apart into different formations. After the show, several dignitaries took to the stage, beginning with organizer and Bradford resident, and former Aurora resident, retired Lieutenant Col. Ferguson Mobbs, who also co-chaired the town's RCAF Centennial Planning Committee. Mobbs emphasized that the young people at the nearby schools were going bananas, watching the Skyhawks, who he suspects they will remember forever. Other speakers included LeDuc, who read a letter from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as Davidson, Mulroney, and County of Simcoe Warden Basil Clark. The mayor presented Mobbs with a special certificate of appreciation for all his efforts to help organize the event, and also handed Bradford's first-ever key to the city to Lieutenant Col. Terry Wong, 16 Wing Deputy Commander, and Master Warrant Officer Douglas Hennessy, 16 Wing Headquarters Senior Warrant Officer. The mayor also provided certificates of appreciation to all members of the Skyhawks team, and Davidson presented a specially signed RCAF Centennial flag to Mobbs. Funding for the celebration is expected to come from this year's Mayor and Council Golf Classic.